Greetings, friends, and welcome to the Beach Church Podcast. This is the podcast for Sunday, April 17th, the year of our Lord, 2022. And this is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus. This is Easter Sunday. Blessings to you. Peace be with you. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. I pray that wherever it is you find yourself this morning, I pray that you will be filled with the spirit of resurrection, with the joy of an empty tomb, having endured the week that had just passed. They come, and they find that he is not in the tomb. He's gone on ahead. He leads them, and he leads us, and we respond in worship. So let us worship together today. And let us do as it is our custom here on the podcast. Let's first find ourselves in a relaxed and reverent posture. We turn our face toward the heavens. We breathe. And we call to mind those things that are good and pure and right and true and worthy and lovely. We recall the people that light up our hearts and bring a smile to our face. And in this spirit, we join together in worship. Please join with me in the call to worship as printed in your bulletin. You can find that bulletin just over to the right of where you found the podcast today. Click on the notes tab, and there you will find the bulletin. Let's join together. Beloved church, behold the victory of God. Jesus our Lord has conquered the grave. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Sin and death shall reign no more. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Let this place resound with joy. Christ is risen. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Our gospel reading today comes from the Gospel of John, in the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. On the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there, and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. And then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in. And he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture, that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. This is the word of God for the people of God, and we give thanks to God for it. Let us pray. God, on this Easter Sunday, we call out to you, and we pray that you will fill us up, that you will inspire us to marvel at the empty tomb, that you will inspire us to hear our names spoken by our Lord Jesus. Fill us with the joy of this day that is more beautiful than the music, more beautiful than the scent of the lilies, more elaborate than our gatherings. Fill us with the news, the joy of the good news, that he is alive and he is with us now and forever. I pray, O God, as one who preaches, I pray and I humbly ask that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be pleasing in your sight. We ask this in your holy name and we say, Amen.
Fount of every blessing, tune my ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. Let me read that again. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. This is the dawning of Easter. This is the beginning of John's story of the resurrection of Jesus. And it begins with Mary Magdalene. Beloved by Jesus, Mary, who adored her Jesus, her rabbi. She, along with the others, are traumatized. They're in shock. The foundations of their very lives have been rocked by the events of Friday afternoon. She can't get the images out of her mind. She can't stop playing the loop in her head. She hasn't slept. She can't eat. She's been pacing the floor and talking with the others. What do we do now? And they've been telling the stories, trying to connect the dots backwards. Anything, anyone, do you remember what he said? What are we supposed to do now? I know he said stuff about his death, but I had no idea it would look like this or feel like this. And so early on the first day of the week, on the third day, if you will, in the dark, she sets out for the tomb. I believe in the process to try to just reorient herself, at least pay a visit to the tomb, at least to go weep at his tomb, at least to begin to make plans to finalize his burial. And she gets there and she can't even do that because the stone is rolled away. And for very justifiable reasons, she sees it and she assumes something nefarious has happened. And she runs to tell the others. We're not exactly sure what their emotions are, but they respond. Peter and the other disciple, the beloved disciple, they take off running, and John invites us with them. Remember, John wants you in. You're not just a passive observer of this story. He wants you right in there with the action. He is serious about you participating in the telling of the story of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. And you're going to go on this foot race with these two. And so you race to the tomb with them. And you arrive with the beloved disciple first. You look in and you see that the tomb is empty. And the footsteps of Peter come up behind you. And he's panting for breath. And typical Peter, he just goes headlong in. And he looks around. And Jesus' body is not there. And even more peculiar than that, the linen wrappings are there. The cloths that wrapped his body are in one spot, and then neatly rolled up is the head cloth. John wants you to know this. John wants you to see the details. John wants you to feel the anticipation. He wants you to feel the way they felt, because he's telling you a true story, and he needs you to believe. He wants you to receive this gift. Well, the disciples look at each other knowingly, and they take off for home. When we cut to the scene, and there is Mary who stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying. One at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She wept. She's weeping. They ask her why. She's not just misty-eyed. She's broken. How could it be? How could the world be so cruel? He was here. She's talking to angels. And she disregards that. She is so laser focused on where is Jesus that when they ask her the question, woman, why are you weeping? She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Exhausted, feeling as if all hope is lost, asking these two strangers in white desperately, "They have taken him, and I don't know where he is. They have taken my hope, and I don't know where to find it. They have taken the one who knows me better than anybody else, and I don't know where to find him. They already took him once. They killed him on Friday. And now they've taken his body too. They've taken him. We stand shoulder to shoulder with Mary. Because how often in our daily living does it feel like they've taken our Lord and we don't know where to find him? The disembodied systems of the world, a spirit of greed and deceit and envy and sloth. The arrogant and the imagined powerful. the devious. They've taken my Lord, and I don't know where to find him. We stand there with our sister Mary Magdalene, and we ask the question of the angels. Where is he? Because she's about to break. She's about to just fall into a heap. John has us. He has us right at the opening of that tomb, talking to the ones in white, answering their question. And as she does, she turns and she saw Jesus standing there. And she didn't know it was Jesus. So distraught was she that he was standing right there, but she didn't know it was Jesus. And he asked the same question that the angels ask, "Woman, why are you weeping?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. That's all that needed to be said. That's all that needed to be said by the good shepherd, whose flock knows the sound of his voice. All he needed to do was speak her name. And in a moment, all of the crushing weight of the sin of the world was lifted off her shoulders. Simply because he spoke her name, Mary. And in response, she needed to do nothing else but say, "Teacher." And the love was resurrected. The relationship was resurrected. And by instinct and impulse, she wanted to just run up to him and hold him. But Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." And she told them that he had said these things to her. "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." They can never take him away. They can never take him away from you or from me. It's what we've learned over the last several days, is they can't take him away. They thought they could. They thought that they could kill him. They thought that this rich, full embodiment of hope and peace and joy and life eternal and love and grace upon grace upon grace, bread of life, living water, all of these images that John gives us. Too much for them, they, to handle. But as it turns out, as John invites us into the story, they have not done anything, because Jesus stands there and he speaks her name. And on this Easter morning, if you are feeling at all like Mary Magdalene, if you've been up since the wee small hours pacing the floor because it feels like the joy of life has been taken away from you and you don't know where to find it, that the hope in life has been taken away from you and you do not know where to find it, if the peace in life seems to have disappeared or is being withheld from you, hold on. Wait a minute. He's not here. He is alive. Hope and peace and joy and love and grace are alive. And sometimes you speak to someone and you think it's an ordinary day, but you converse with angels. And sometimes the one you assume to be the gardener or the clerk at the grocery store or your delivery person, you're actually not encountering a mere mortal, but you're entertaining angels. Perhaps you're entertaining the Son of God who speaks your name. Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. And he speaks our names and tells us, now go and tell the others. Go and tell the others. John does that for us. He just simply tells us the story. Come in and see this story. Let it fill you up. Let it inspire you to run home and tell the others. Anyone and anywhere and anyhow and any way you have a chance, tell the others. And for 2,000 years plus, we've been telling a story. And it is mighty, all-powerful good news, to which we say, Amen. Heavenly Father, we call to you and we pray on this Easter Sunday. And we ask, fill us with the hope and the truth of resurrection. Help us to hear you speak our names. Help us to understand your instructions for our lives. Give us the courage and the faith to tell the others. And we pray on this Easter Sunday for your good world. And we pray for those that seek to take you away from us. Bless them, O God. Convict them. Show them that their efforts to take you away from us are in vain. Fill them with the hope of the resurrection. For all of the Mary Magdalenes of the world, for all who weep, for all who are exhausted, for all who believe that all hope is lost, fill them with the shouts, He is risen, He is risen indeed. Bless them with the truth of those words. God, thank you for the gift of your Son, our Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has gone on ahead to make a place for us. Alleluia, alleluia, Christ is risen. Fill us with that good news, we pray. And even on this Easter day, God, We still hold our prayer lists in our hands, or keep it on our hearts and in our minds. And we cherish the opportunity that when you ask us, why are you celebrating? Why are you weeping? Why are you worried? We could show you. We could show you the list of our celebrations and our sorrows and our concerns. And so we pause on this day of music and celebration. We pause for a moment and we hand our prayer list to you. And we humbly ask that you consider them. And we sit quietly and listen for your voice. And we break our silence. We thank you for the gift of peace and quiet. And we cherish the gift of our scriptures. And we come together as people of faith. And we share a prayer that goes by your name. Hear us, O God, as we say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. 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 Christ is risen. And he is with us. God is with us. With you and with me. Right here and right now. This God that we know in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, who speaks your name and bids you peace. Go in peace. Amen.